Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
To your left, you'll notice Mesopotamia's indigenous cultures. And to your right, the food court, serving up gourmet hot dogs and an assortment of cold beverages.
Bored with your weekends? Add a little excitement to your life at Arlington International Racecourse. World-class horse racing and premier entertainment. Arlington provides an engaging experience you can't find anywhere else. Every Sunday is family day. Bring the whole crew. Visit arlingtonpark.com for tickets. Bet on fun.
Golf with a Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest Top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip Destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play two rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their three lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddies package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their three legendary courses. Designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to take advantage of their 4th of July specials running July 2nd through July 7th. Play 18 holes with carts starting at only $69. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers can't tell you everything people say when they first get behind the wheel of a new Hyundai. Why? Well, take, for instance, the Sonata.
Lane departure warning, touchscreen nav, hands-free smart trunk. Holy sh**.
Or the Elantra.
Remote start on my phone, Sirius XM, Bluetooth, Pandora, and a rear-view camera.
And then there's the fact that every Hyundai comes backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
And America's best warranty. Son of a...
Learn more today at your local Hyundai dealer. And just a suggestion, maybe leave the kids with the in-laws? Now get the Sonata at 0% APR for 75 months. Or the Sonata Hybrid with 4,000 bonus cash and a $1,000 competitive owner program. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Here in the trade area.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls introduced first-round draft pick Bobby Portis today. After he addressed the media, Portis talked to Boers and Bernstein, and he says he spent the summer trying to improve every aspect of his game.
Where I'm from, we always work on, you know, everything. We don't just work on being a big or being a guard. We try to do some of everything so our game could be, you know, very complete, you know. And then when I made that jump to being a 6'7", you know, power forward, I was very comfortable with being a power forward.
You can hear more with Bobby Portis at BoersandBernstein.com. Portis will wear number 5 for the Bulls. He'll play alongside Kirk Heinrich, who picked up his player option for the 2015-2016 season today. Elsewhere in the NBA, Dwayne Wade has decided not to pick up his option for the 2015-2016 season. He'll become a free agent at midnight tonight. Luol Deng, meanwhile, has opted to return to Miami next season. To baseball, Cubs have the day off before heading to New York for a series with the Mets. Kyle Hendricks will face John Neese tomorrow night. Neese, one of the arms reportedly being targeted by the Cubs for a possible trade. White Sox are now 10 games under 500 on the season. They'll head to St. Louis to face the Cardinals after an off day today. Saturday's rained-out game will be made up as part of a day-night doubleheader on September 21st. And MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says the league is open to dialogue about whether pitchers should be allowed to use sticky substances to help them better grip the ball. To the NHL, Blackhawks have extended David Rundblad for 2 years at $2 million, and the LA Kings have terminated Mike Richards' contract for material breach by the player. The Kings have declined to give any further details on what constituted the breach. The NHL Players Association says they're investigating. And finally, Spain's premier soccer league, La Liga, has filed a lawsuit against FIFA challenging the winter timing of the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the BMW Championship at Conway Farms Golf Club in Lake Forest. Visit BMWChampionship.com and tune into the score to win a spot in the Shelby's and Stella's Place Golden Ticket Finale, where you could win $20,000 in tickets from Vivid Seats. Visit www.670thescore.com/golden ticket throughout the campaign to find out how you can win. Brought to you by Shelby's and Stella's Place and Vivid Seats. See more, sit closer. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score is tomorrow at 6:40 when the Sox take on the Cardinals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the score.
Who knows what could happen?
Well, there's your new Chicago Bull. It's Bobby Portis.
And they were already on the other side of the glass debating the Stacey King nicknames. It's either the Garbage Man coming in for cleanup.
I don't think he's going to get off the bench, is he?
Yeah, well, Sam benched him already.
Yeah,
well,
you're Sam not going to play Smith, very much. First he sit him, then he benched him.
Right. Yeah. He started with no offense to you.
No offense to you.
But you're not going to play next year. How do you feel about that?
No offense to you, but it doesn't look like, given the breadth of the roster, that you would probably be playing a lot this season.
How do you feel about not being good enough to play?
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Bobby, say hello to the newest boy. I like the little young fellow.
Is he the first guy to call us sir?
I think so. Except for the brief time that when you were benighted in England and then they had to rescind it.
Yes, I was. Then sent on a space mission.
Hi, Bobby.
How you doing, sir?
We're doing well, my friend. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you, sir.
For once, maybe someone will call me sir without adding, you're making a team.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
The name of Boers and Bernstein, but I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Boers and Bernstein. Days 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 5:05, Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We'll be talking a little baseball today. Various things about the White Sox and then about the Cubs and the new scoreboard as a new Jumbotron as opposed to the old scoreboard.
Well, this guy's at the nexus of all of it. He is.
He's my guy.
It's why he is the baseball Bigfoot for the Chicago Tribune. He is on Twitter at PW Sullivan. Paul Sullivan is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hi, Sully.
What?
So,
what do you want?
Well, first the Kenny Williams stuff. In all seriousness, why was he saying some of the things he said about the power structure there while throwing some shade apparently in the direction of Rick Hahn for no good reason?
I don't know. I guess he just felt like he wanted to vent. It wasn't like anything was planned. I just ran into him in the dugout and asked him if he was available to talk. And he said, well, why wouldn't I be? And I said, well, I don't know the protocol here now that, you know, Rick's the GM, you're his boss. And, you really rarely see Kenny quoted on anything. And he said, well, yeah, what do you want? And shoot away. And so we started talking about Robin and that went into Rick, and of course the comment that everyone seems to be up in arms over is, you know, saying that when Reinsdorf is upset, he calls me, he doesn't call Rick first. And to me, I didn't think it was that big a deal, but, you know, apparently I don't think he was saying anything about the power structure. I think he was talking more about his relationship with Reinsdorf, and, you know, they've known each other longer than Rick.
But it wasn't just that. It's how he said, well, he hasn't graduated to that point yet.
Well, that might have been a flip comment on his part that probably didn't sound as good on paper as it was when he said it. But, he was telling the truth. He wanted to vent on the Sox, and he said that he was going to, you know, he wanted to get more involved, which he didn't really say how involved he was going to get. But it seemed like, you know, he's pretty pissed off about what's going on, and he wants to fix it, and he's not going to just sit back and, go on his scouting assignments anymore.
Correct us if we're wrong here, Sully, but when he became the president, not of the United States, he's not POTUS, but when he became president, wasn't he supposed to be
doing...
Yeah, he was like working, exactly. Wasn't he supposed to be working on bigger projects? I didn't think that his job description, at least that we heard of it the first thing, was anything to do with what this sounded like, right? Wasn't it supposed to be
all of a sudden,
projects?
I want to talk to players and I want to know what's going on. There's not a contract that's signed here that I don't approve or disapprove. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we were, like, laughing, and maybe it's his Al Haig moment, but, you know, he actually was in charge of the team, and I think he kind of misses that part of the job. To me, that's what I got out of it. I don't think he I mean, he was out in scouting assignments, and apparently he had a lot to do with scouting Abreu. So he is on big picture projects, but this was his first road trip of the year, and you know, obviously all the heat on Robin Ventura, he wanted to talk to him and see if he thought the team had quit on him or anything, and then he just went off. And we know how Kenny is. When he goes off, it makes sense.
I just would say this, that does it sound to you, you know him better than we do, at least he'll talk to you, he won't talk to us, and well, three people
he
will, actually.
Talk to
you? No, not really. Really? No, he, not for a long time.
Why?
No.
Really?
At the ballpark, you he would.
Well, when I sit down with him, he'll talk to me, that means he'll come, station.
On the air.
Yeah,
right,
if I see him at the ballpark at spring training, I'll go sit by him and annoy him, and everything's fine, but as I annoy everybody, you know that.
Of course.
Do you think there's some desire in him to return to that sort of role again?
Oh, yeah, he's running definitely. Well, you remember at the winter meetings when there was that talk that he might go to Toronto and take over as president there, and Reinsdorf didn't give the Jays permission to talk to him. So, that was right, I think, the first day of the winter meetings before they did anything. And everyone was like, wow, this would be pretty interesting. He's even admitted that being the first – African American.